What if you could use a photo to make spirit contact? The six easy steps numbered below will show you how. Reading photos for making spirit contact is not that difficult. It just involves the usual preparations for making spirit contact that you would normally do. First off, make sure that your psychic senses are open and ready for making the necessary spirit linkage. If you don't know how to do this, focus your attention upwards, which opens your psychic centers of intuition and connects you with the higher realms of spirit. Second, do some relaxed deep breathing. Now invoke your gatekeeper and mediumship helper guide to assist in calling in the spirit of the deceased individual pictured in the photo. If you don't know who these guides are and what they do, learn about them in our mediumship training course below. Prayer is a great way to begin writing photos for spirit contact. It's always a good idea to say some sort of prayer for protection before any intuitive session. Although it's usually not a problem, expressing a prayer of protection, either mentally or verbally, is an added safeguard that most intuitives use, whether a novice or a more advanced reader. If you've never done a reading, this is an excellent way to begin. Saying a prayer will connect you with the higher realms that are always available to assist you. Any invocation that asks to be protected by the higher entities that you usually pray to will suffice. If you hardly ever pray to a higher being, just say, "I am highly protected by spirits of the light," when doing this reading. Then verbally say, "This spirit reading is for the highest and best good of all." Thirdly, be relaxed, and try not to be worried about making contact. If you're tense or anxious, it prevents you from making a solid connection. Provide clients with a slam-bang photo reading. As mentioned, reading photos to make spirit contact in readings are an excellent way to make spirit contact and relay messages from the deceased. One way to conduct a spirit reading is to read a photograph of someone who is now deceased. Reading a spirit photograph entails looking at a picture of someone who has passed into the spirit world and connecting with their spirit to convey messages. Update. People have contacted me and asking if they can use a photo on an electronic device such as a tablet. The answer to this is a resounding yes. You are still connecting with the spirit essence of that particular person even if you don't have an actual photo to hold in your hands. How to conduct a session using photos to make spirit contact. Here's how to conduct a session using photos to make spirit contact. Importantly, have your client or friend bring along a photo of someone they knew who has since passed. It could be a photo of a close relative, a child, former fiancé copyrightee, a deceased friend, or co-worker, etc. Or, you can even use a photo of a beloved pet, using a deceased's name to contact them. It helps to say the deceased's name if you have it. What if you know that you had a relative such as a great-grandparent, but don't know their name? Just say, "I am contacting the spirit of the person I am seeing in the image." Note. No matter how well you know the person that's come to you, this person is referred to as the sitter in this post. 1. Get into a very relaxed state for receiving spirit communication. You can do this by performing some deep breathing or by saying a prayer, see above. 2. Now move your attention upwards towards your third eye chakra and crown chakra and allow these centers to naturally open. Just by placing your focus on these centers, they will open wider. If you don't know what these are, see understand your seven main chakras. 3. Now, holding the photo, silently ask the spirit to come to you and provide information that the sitter wants to know. Sometimes lightly tracing the image of the person with your fingertips helps to start the flow of energy and diverts your conscious mind from trying to intrude. 4. The spirit will start providing information. Be patient. Sometimes this takes up to 30 seconds or longer. Asking the spirit questions is permitted, but it may break your concentration. If this happens, just go back a few steps to re-establish the connection. 5. When finished, don't forget to thank the spirit for coming to you. 6. You can then have a conversation with the sitter and perhaps provide further information from the impressions received. So, what are the best kinds of photos to read? The best image to use is one that features the subject exclusively. Group photos are more difficult to read, as the spirits of other individuals, friends and relatives in the picture may crowd in wanting to be noticed. Printed photos are the best to use. For some mediums, holding the photo helps create a stronger connection with the spirit. However, as mentioned, digital images on a phone, a tablet, or a computer are acceptable to use. Spirits usually connect right away. Almost immediately, you'll begin to sense and feel that the spirit of the person in the photo is with you. Moreover, you could begin to receive information about the spirit, such as their personality in life, what they did for a living, and perhaps even significant events during their lives. At this time, you can start relaying this information to the sitter, the person getting the reading. This part is essential for providing evidence of contact. It's how the sitter receives proof that indeed you've made the connection with their relative or friend. Most importantly, you can then proceed to convey any messages the spirit wishes to provide. The kinds of messages spirits want to relay. Significantly, if the relationship was very close, spirits connect primarily to let the sitter know that they're often with them. The spirit may also beg the sitter not to grieve overly and that they're happy and okay in the spirit world. Sometimes a spirit has an important message to impart. For example, a message might refer to any unfinished business that needs resolution, or to comment on a happy occasion such as a marriage or the birth of a child. In some cases, the spirit will even warn about a situation in the sitter's life that the spirit is highly concerned about. More often, the spirit is just happy to be thought of and wants to say hello. This possibility is especially true for a close relative, such as a grandparent, that the sitter never got to know in life. What if the spirit doesn't show? Here's the bad news. The spirit in the photo may not always come. It might be that the timing is just not right for them to appear. On the other hand, it may be that the spirit is occupied elsewhere in the spirit world. Let the sitter know that it's not their fault, and that other familiar spirits may step in for the session. In cases where initially you're getting nothing, start by intuitively reading the image and then wait to see if the spirit eventually comes through. In conclusion, intuitively reading a photograph isn't that difficult. However, it does require focus and concentration. To add to this, you're already in the zone from previously connecting with the spirit realm. Additionally, when psychically reading a photograph, it's similar to gazing deeply at an oracle or tarot card, or using various other forms of divination tools. Ultimately, by freely engaging your psychic senses, you'll start receiving relevant information about the spirit that the sitter can verify.